This is KCUR 89.3. The lead crisis in Flint, Michigan has put drinking water in the spotlight. Unlike Flint, Kansas City has few lead pipes, but it does have another problem, an aging infrastructure. The water department is in the middle of a massive $1.2 billion overhaul. And as KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports, it's a problem 30 years in the making, and it's going to take even longer to fix.
Under the streets of Kansas City, there are some very old pipes. Kansas City Water Services Director Terry Leeds.
Well, our first sewer dates back to the Civil War. Our oldest water mains that we think we have in service date back to 1874 in the city market.
Historically, says Leeds, cities have undervalued their water utilities. Once the pipes are buried, they're easy to forget about. Leeds says Kansas City began underfunding its infrastructure in the 60s, when the oldest pipes in the system had already been in the ground for a century. And water rates remained low for decades. Now the water department is trying to play catch-up. But even after 6 years of double-digit rate increases, they can't replace pipes as fast as they're breaking.
What does it look like? Well, when water mains fail, you have a lot of extra fountains around town. We're the city of fountains.
We want to be known for that, but just not from broken water mains.
That's Andy Shively.
I'm the engineering officer for water services.
Shively says a couple of drought years, 2011 and 12, really brought home just how bad Kansas City's pipes had gotten. Cast iron pipes don't hold up well in dry, shifting soil, and there were twice the usual number of main breaks. Some caused major disruptions. The water department needed a way to predict failures before they happened. So Shively's team began entering some 20,000 individual water records into a database.
Our oldest records were handwritten notes dating back to the late 1800s. There were no drawings, no plan view, no profile.
There wasn't always much to go on, just whatever the contractor for the job had jotted down, like this from 1898.
We installed 8-inch cast iron pipe in Baltimore between 10th Street and 11th Street.
But from these records, Shively's team built a hydraulic model of Kansas City. They divided it into 70,000 individual pipe segments and assigned each a score from 1 to 10. The scores measure two things: how likely a pipe is to fail and how bad it'll be when it does.
Predictive analysis is as much of an art as it is a science. So main breaks, although we would like to have a crystal ball that told us exactly where the things were going to occur every time, that's not reality.
Still, the water department has to start somewhere because a monumental task lies ahead.
My name is Brooke Huddlemeyer with Kansas City Water Services.
The crew Huddlemeyer oversees has been out here since October.
This section is on Wyandotte from 75th to 77th. They are replacing a 6-inch cast iron pipe with an 8-inch ductile iron pipe.
6 months. That's how long it takes to replace just 2 blocks of water main with new pipe that can better withstand drought. Even if the water department continues to replace 28 miles of pipe a year, it'll take 100 years to finish the job.
Mainly just be patient with us, we'll get there.
Earlier this year, Sly James joined other mayors at the White House to talk about the importance of investing in municipal water.
The expectation is I walk into my kitchen, I turn a tap, and water, good clean water, flows out.
But James says for too long, Kansas City ran its water utility like the well would never run dry. Now the city is on track to spend $1.2 billion over 25 years, an investment James says should have been made decades ago.
So our job, quite frankly, is not to keep people focused on those things. It's to make sure that they never have to. It's to make sure that the infrastructure is in good repair and being replaced at a rate that we can, and to try to avoid as many disruptions as possible.
Back at the water department, Leeds says the good news is water use is going down. People are buying high-efficiency appliances and practicing conservation.
Our thing is, okay, so we have lower water use, but how much is Kansas City going to grow? Are we going to be 20,000 people larger?
There's no crystal ball for that either, and it makes planning for the future much, much harder. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.
This story is part of KCUR's series 3030 Vision, in which we're examining Kansas City's past in order to reimagine its future.